there's an interesting bit of discussion to be had around what Goldie said in his talk. And somebody tweeted me and said, you know, the effect of what they're saying was, is Goldie qualified or experienced enough to comment on the education system, given that he sort of quite famously dropped out of it? But what's interesting is that he said that he dropped out of education and his education was learning from street culture. And given the choice, he would do it again. Now, the one message you could pull out of that is, oh, we need to make sure education's good enough so he wouldn't choose to do that. But also you could say, hang on a minute, maybe we've got to allow people the choice to do just that. Now, that's quite a contentious issue. I'm not totally sure where I stand on it, but I think it's something we've got to talk about.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there needs to be... I think the walls need to be taken down from the schools. I'm a bit of a de-schooler, but I also think that the schools need to move out to the communities. And I think we're at a lovely sort of pivotal point, Ken Robinson saying that we do have the facility and the technology and the will to do that, to use it, to do stuff with, rather than just use it.
Definitely, and that brings in a lot of the themes around relevance that we had today. Another interesting theme that I found was this idea about not looking at creativity versus knowledge, but creativity and knowledge. And I think it was Professor, trying to go through everyone's names, Professor Spores from the Institute of Education said that. And I thought it was really interesting contrasting that with what Tim Exile did, because he went on stage with this machine he had created and programmed and showed us unbridled creativity. But he was only able to do that because of hours and hours and hours and weeks, years developing that machine and developing, honing his skills to be able to express that creativity. And there we see knowledge, skills and creativity. It's, you know, it's not one or the other.
Well, I seem to remember that in a lot of your sort of classrooms, you'd open them up and given room for much longer exploration and interest and creativity in terms of finding out how to do stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And having that focus, we've got this thing at the moment of standardizing everything so everyone gets a little bit of everything. And I think because we're scared that if young people focus too much, then they'll be committed to a path and they won't be able to move off it. What we don't realise is that the experience of focusing and directing your learning down one small path is so powerful that if you have that, you can transpose that onto all manner of different things. And I think that's something that our standardised system just doesn't cater for.
Well, let's hope it's all a good beginning.
Definitely. Thank you.